W
G
X
C.
This is Latitude Longitude. You're listening to WGXC
90.7 FM.
Accra, Catskill, Hudson.
WGXC.
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 Transmission art on air.
The airwaves as art.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when we hear a piece from Johan Johansson's second Oscar-nominated soundtrack. Composer Paul Lansky deals with his inner voices. And the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra jams live and loud in Havana. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC. I'm also here to remind you that it's Pledge Drive season. You can help out the station by becoming a sustaining supporter for as little as $5 a month, with programs that range from new music like Crawl Out from the Fallout to local chat, news, and experimental programs that push the very boundaries of broadcasting. I've never been a part of a more eclectic and invigorating bunch of folks who share the aim to turn radio into art, and it's honestly one of the beacons that drew me to the Hudson area in the first place. It's a vital link to the neighborhood, and a voice for Hudson beyond its borders. You can donate from October 17th through October 31st in celebration of 10 years, and with a name for 10 more. You can donate at wgxc.org/donate to make a pledge. And tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every month here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Frank of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that a video shows Catskill police officers ran and hid instead of helping 29-year-old Jason Jones after they tasered him and he burst into flames. Jones later died after an extended stay in the burn unit of a Syracuse hospital. The video shows two Catskill police officers running out of their station lobby after he burst into flames, and another who, instead of helping, stood, and I quote, around the corner of an interior wall rather than rush to the aid of the man who was burning in front of him, end quote. Instead of the police helping the man who needed medical attention, a civilian who witnessed the scene through a window can be seen on the video entering the station and trying to console Jones by hugging him. Jones was a well-known athlete at Catskill High School a decade ago, and just after midnight, October 31st, he walked into the Village of Catskill Police Station on Main Street and doused himself with hand sanitizer. The video does not show Jones attacking police, but one of the officers fires a taser at him, and his head catches fire immediately. Then, just as quick, the three officers disappear from the video. Kevin A. Lubrand, an attorney representing Jones's family, said in response to the release of the video, and I quote, Jason was unarmed, in the police station and not threatening anyone when the police hit him with 50,000 volts of electrical current and he ignited. Instead of helping Jason, the police ran out of the room, shut the door, and let him burn, end quote. Times Union quotes an anonymous police official who is not involved in the case, said that his officers are trained to never use a taser on an individual who may have been recently exposed to a flammable liquid, including hand sanitizer, which contains alcohol. He also said officers should have helped the man immediately. The official said, and I quote, "Once the threat had been stopped, you don't just say, 'I'm going to let that person burn,'" end quote. The State Attorney General's Office of Special Investigation has taken over the case from Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzoni because of a 2015 executive order empowering the Attorney General to investigate fatal encounters between police and unarmed civilians. Jones died last month after spending 48 days on a ventilator in an intensive care unit at Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse. The investigation is continuing, and the Attorney General's office said in a statement, and I quote, "The release of this footage is not an expression of any opinion as to the guilt or innocence of any party in a criminal matter or any opinion as to how or whether any individual may be charged with a crime," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. On January 4th, Hunter Tannersville Schools announced that so many staff had called in sick with COVID-19 that school was going virtual all week. On January 6th, Catskill Schools made similar announcements, staying closed through the MLK holiday next week. In Dutchess County, the Dover School District, the Millbrook District, Pauling Elementary School, and the Arlington District were also closed at least some of the past week because of staff shortages from coronavirus. Nick Reisman at New York State of Politics reports that on January 6th, the association that represents state Supreme Court justices in New York said it wants court proceedings to go virtual again because of the sharp rise in COVID-19 cases this month. Queen State Supreme Court Justice Carmen Velasquez, the president of the Association of Supreme Court Justices, said, and I quote, "I am fully vaccinated and am quarantining at home with symptoms. I am extremely concerned about the health of our justices and court employees and the health of those who come into our courthouses. That must be our paramount consideration," end quote. Most local counties are now reporting a record number of new COVID-19 cases, with rising hospitalizations and deaths. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. David Robinson reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that on January 7th, Governor Kathy Hochul mandated a COVID-19 booster shot for healthcare workers in the state because of the rising numbers of vaccine breakthrough infections caused by the Omicron variant. A state health department panel must approve the mandate on January 11th. If they do, Hochul said, workers at hospitals, nursing homes, and other healthcare settings need to get the booster shot within 2 weeks of becoming eligible. New York implemented one of the nation's first vaccine mandates for healthcare workers on September 27th. Hochul said, and I quote, "We're asking them to do the right thing once more," end quote. The state hospitals are struggling with nearly 11,600 hospitalizations January 6th from COVID-19. As of January 4th, 22% of the 94,000 direct care workers in New York nursing homes have gotten a booster shot, while 35% of fully vaccinated Americans have taken a booster shot. And you can read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 28 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 20 degrees. And on Sunday, Freezing rain before 1 p.m., then rain, snow, and sleet likely between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then rain and snow is likely after 4 p.m. The temperature high will be 35 degrees. And on Sunday night, a chance of snow showers mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 21 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves in Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
Here is 2022 new music from David Byrne of Talking Heads and the band Yola Tengo. This is Who Has Seen the Wind?
Who has seen my number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine.
On the Weeknd's 2022 album, Dawn FM, he works with experimental artist 10 Tricks Point Never. It's kind of like Michael Jackson collaborating with Merzbow. On the album Dawn FM, 10 Tricks Point Never seems to contribute continuing skits based on radio broadcasts, which you can hear on these two tracks, the title track Dawn FM and the pop tune Out of Time with The Weeknd and 10 Tricks Point Never.
For way too long. It's time to walk into the light and accept your fate with open arms. Scared? Don't worry. We'll be there to hold your hand and guide you through this painless transition. But what's the rush? Just relax and enjoy another hour of commercial-free music on 103.5 Dawn FM. Stay tuned.
I've been working on me, baby.
dare touch that dial. Because like the song says, you are out of time. You're almost there, but don't panic. There's still more music to come before you're completely engulfed in the blissful embrace of that little light you see in the distance. Soon you'll be healed, forgiven, and refreshed, free from all trauma, pain, guilt, and shame. You may even forget your own name. But before you dwell in that house forever, here's 30 minutes of easy listening to some slow tracks on 103.5 Dawn FM.
Number
8.
Here is new music released in 2022 from the Anti-Dawn EP. This is Burial, and the track is called Strange Neighborhood.
I didn't believe. Came around my way, make me feel like I'm alone.
My love, so well out there. My
kiss the sky, you and I, go
number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
yourself a need. Find yourself a need. Find yourself a need.
Find yourself a need.
Find yourself a need. Find yourself a need. Find yourself a need. Find yourself a need. Get up, turn around, get it in. Get it in the right. Get it, get it.
That was Ann In from sound artist Pamela Z from her 2021 album Echolocation.
Number
6. Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee cleared out a closet to record his 2021 album Route 84 Quarantine Blues. This is the song Improvisation for the End of COVID.
Number
5.
Ich kann nicht, was ich kann machen. Na tamboli di tambola tambola eh. Il est temps pour moi de rencontrer mes ancêtres. Pour que ma famille in Africa. In Africa. In Africa. Bind me up. Bind home. Nakosonga. Nakosonga. Ich weiß nicht, wann ich kann dir sagen. Na tamboli, di tambola, tambola, na mokiyo. Il est temps pour moi de rencontrer mes ancêtres. Pour que ma famille in Africa. Sous ma famille. Mein Kinder, mein Großvater, Nakuzunga. Nakuzunga. Thank you.
weiß nicht, wann ich kann dich fragen. Na tamboli bitambola tambola namo kiyo. Il est temps pour moi de raconter mes ancêtres. Pour que ma famille in Africa. Pour que my grandfather in Africa. Pour que my forefather in Africa. Yes, it's me too again. Bye bye. Au revoir. Bye bye. Bye bye. Tschüss. Auf Wiedersehen. Au revoir. Adios.
That was the title track of Jupiter and Aquis's Nakanzanga album from 2021 on the radio at WGXC.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
That was 13 Ways of Looking from drummer Chris Corsano from Ithaca and Bill Orcutt in their 2021 album Made Out of Sound.
Number
3.
Next we hear from reedist Daniel Carter and pianist Jim Klaus from their 2021 album Playing Retention. This is 2-in-1.
Thank you.
number
two.
Ed, I've got news for you. No brain.
Welcome to 200 milliseconds.
What?
Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that. Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that.
What?
It's either this or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
It works.
It's either this or that.
What?
They just don't see it.
Ed, I've got news for you.
If you experienced everything when you were crossing a street, you would never get across the street. The world is trillions of times more complicated.
You don't actually see what gets edited out.
We have to cut it down to a manageable entity.
Entity.
A filter bubble.
1 trillionth of the information that hits your eye actually gets transmitted to the brain.
We don't all see the same Google results.
It's less than a trillionth of reality that we exist in. Less than a trillionth of reality
that you live in online.
When you perceive something,
when your brain is doing this,
you have a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious.
When your brain is doing that,
and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know. It's not denying it. It's like it's not even a fact.
What?
The rich see already a different internet than the poor.
It's our users who control what they see.
The facts will be ignored or attacked. Don't see it.
We have to do it. It's an illusion. But it's an illusion that we've all constructed so that we can live.
You know, you sort of step 2 steps to the side to get a better view of something, to get a different angle. And the world turns to meet your gaze.
From the 2021 release No Brain, that was Negative Land with No Brain.
Number
one.
Let's go higher now. Do you take me higher?
Space Jack.
Thank you.
Let's go.
You will carry a message of peace and unity to the farthest reaches of the universe.
That was from electronic artist Burial from the 2021 EP Shock Power of Love. The song was called Space Cadet.
Here's Jess Spears' set from the WGXE 10th Anniversary Show, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
The opportunity of how people listen alone in a car or with another person in a car to a radio piece and how it they go it's entirely different and so much more intimate. There's nothing like the live presence. And radio, in its weird way, is as close to live presence as you get because of the way you receive it and because it goes out to people you don't even know who they are. So people switch stations, you know? And how fun is it? The joy of radio, putting it out there, you know, getting that real picture into the media that hasn't been Hollywoodized, that hasn't been turned into sensational news, that isn't there to pump you up and propaganda
you up. And Green County.
And maybe reach across to somebody who's didn't even know any of these things are out there.
And when there's that expression of, well, I was listening to the radio and I just had to pull off the highway and, you know, listen to this thing, because that's how much it asks of you. You know, you really want all your senses, you want all of your faculties, your cerebral cortex, you know, your amygdala, you know, everything is pulled in. It is asking you to create your own images after what you hear. And that's different from music, which people don't have such problem with that because they have this visual
change
with words. And then visualization experience. This is just really being asked to sharpen your hearing, sharpen your listening.